are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Noah showed his faith by his works. He showed his faith by his works. And if someone said to him, do you have faith? He would have said, what do you think I'm doing? Please don't bother me. Amen? And so he acted like God's word was true. So when God says you're healed, start acting like you're healed. Well, I can't stop taking the medication. I agree, you don't stop taking the medication, but you start speaking and you start visualizing the fact that he said, by the stripes of my back, you're healed. So even while you're taking the medication, you're speaking out of your mouth, I walk in divine health. Take the tablet. I walk in divine health. Take the tablet. I walk in perfect health because of the stripes on Jesus' back. God said he took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. I'm healthy. This sickness has no legal right in my life. I command it out. How are you feeling, brother? Great. Well, you're lying. No, I'm agreeing. Amen. Come on. Well, you say you're great when you're feeling all this. No, I'm agreeing with what God said. I'm not agreeing with the symptoms. I'm agreeing with what God said. Symptoms come from the curse. I don't agree with the curse. I agree with God. Because Christ has redeemed me from that curse, which includes every sickness and every sin. Can you say amen? Amen. And so Noah believed it was God's word to build this ark. And he did it. That's faith with corresponding actions. And so it ended up saving him and his family. 8 people. The rest of the people wouldn't even get on. Even before he's about to close it, they wouldn't get on. And then God said, close the boat. Come on. And so we've got to believe these things. Can you turn to Hebrews 11? So he got a major manifestation with him and his family being saved. Hebrews 11, verse 7, out of the Amplified I'm reading. By faith, with confidence in God and His word, Noah, being warned by God about events not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his family. By this act of obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith. You see, listen, he became an heir of the righteousness. He got into a covenant with God. He was one of the first to get the covenant. And he got into that covenant with God, and he was an heir. Look at this. Of righteousness. Remember, God accounted it to Abraham as righteousness, his obedience. Yes. Listen, there's something supernatural about faith that'll change every situation. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, Ephesians 2:8 says, right? So this thing called faith acted upon brings great results. Great, great results. Can you say amen? Now, I want to look at the father of our faith and how he acted on the word of God. And we all know who the father of our faith is. Verse 8, watch what it says. By faith, Abraham, when he was called by God, obeyed by going to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went not knowing where he was going. He went not knowing where he was going. That is a pioneering spirit. You see, faith will cause people to get a pioneering spirit. You think about the guy who invented the light bulb, Thomas Edison. He had a pioneering spirit. A pioneering spirit. Now listen. Yes, think about when he was inventing the light bulb, they tried to laugh at him, ridicule him, mock him, carry on with him. 5,000 failures, they said. He just kept going. He had a pioneering spirit of faith. All these people, these men and women that had faith in what they were doing, got the actual manifestation of the result they were looking for. They did not quit. They did not cave in. They did not give up. And that's a pioneering type of spirit. Do you have a pioneering spirit? Some of you have to have it in your family for the first time. You might be the first one in your family to have a pioneering spirit. You might have to be the first one in your family to open the doorway for others in your family to file through. Look at Joseph. Look at Joseph. Joseph, think about the guy in a pit, thrown into prison, ready to be killed. I mean, the whole deal. The whole deal. The whole deal. But you know what happened? He opened the door for the whole of Israel to come in the famine and get them saved.
Come on now.
He opened the door. One man who just clung to what God had told him, and he just acted on what God had told him. He had a pioneering spirit.
Amen.
We are all in position to have pioneering spirits. He had a pioneering spirit. I pray to God that you have. We've all got that ability, the ability to trust and believe God. He didn't know where he was going. He hadn't had Jesus come yet. We've had Jesus come. He's given us all the stuff we need. We've got a pioneering spirit. It's built in. It's built into us, a pioneering spirit. Don't be scared to take on things. Don't be scared to say, I'm healed when you're feeling sickness. Like I said, you may be the first one in your family. Use it. Amen. Verse 9, by faith, Abraham lived as a foreigner in the promised land, as in a strange land, living in tents as nomads with Isaac and Jacob, who were fellow heirs of the same promise. So he had his children in the wilderness in tents, and he came from a wealthy background. He was a stargazer. They were into all kinds of crazy stuff. But he was in one of the richest parts when he was drawn out by God. He left it all because he believed God spoke to him, and he believed to do what God told him to do. So when God speaks to you by his word and says you're healed, you're prosperous, you're all that, believe it, act on it.
Amen.
Get a pioneering spirit if that's what it's going to take, and act on the word of God. Maybe you've never done it. Maybe you haven't done it once yet. Well, why don't you say, I'm going to become a pioneer in my family, in my own life, and I'm going to step out in faith and do what the word says. And I'm going to act like the word is real, and I'm going to walk in the fullness of it. Just do it.
Amen.
And anybody can do it. Verse 10. For he, Abraham, was waiting expectantly and confidently. A woman, when she's big with child in pregnancy, she knows expectantly that she's going to get someone. So Abraham was waiting expectantly. Why was he waiting expectantly? Because God said to him, go to a place you don't know, and I'm going to bless you so much so that you're going to bless the nations of the world. He was expecting this word of God to come to pass. Well, how about the fact we've seen Jesus? We've seen what he's done. We got the Holy Spirit. Why aren't we waiting expectantly for all the promises of God? Why don't we get that pioneering spirit and wait expectantly? And don't believe it's a hit and miss kind of gospel. If the word of God is true, and God's word is real, and God is the one who spoke it, then it's got to be a time to get expectant about whatever the promises are. Just do it according to the way he said. He said, but don't have a corpse there. You got faith that's coming, but you got dead faith. It's like having a corpse dragging around.
Amen.
How many people are dragging around a corpse with them?
Amen.
They church on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they're complaining about how bad life is.
Come on.
Well, in this church, you're getting uplifted. You come here and you get, wow, yeah, I can do this. I got the word. We give you the tools of not only survival, but victorious tools.
Amen.
Where you can be on top of everything. He said, you're not the tail, you're the head.
Not the tail.
Never are you the tail. Never are you beneath. You're always above.
Yes.
Stop saying, well, under the circumstances. You're not there.
Amen.
You should be on top of the circumstances. This whole thing that's taking place in the world right now, you know what? It hasn't changed my life in the slightest. It's just made me better.
Come on now.
We've got better.
Amen.
We got better this Thursday. We're starting the small groups. Praise God. Tomorrow, small groups begin on Zoom. It's all taking place. And they're starting now, they're popping up all over the show. We're getting better. We're not going to, under the circumstances. Listen, one question, what have you done? Well, there's nothing to do, I'm going to stay at home. What have you done? On your computer, on the phone, on deciding, on working, on improving, on taking leadership classes, on working on your marriage. What have you done? I can't stand when people say, well, I can't go out. There's no jobs going in. No. Amen. What have you done, ye of little faith? Come on. He was waiting expectantly and confidently. He did not doubt, and his action showed he did not doubt. He left his father's house, took him with terror, cost him 15 years. But he took him and he took Lot, cost him a lot of trouble as well, caused him problems. He took them with, God said, leave your family and go. He took those, right? That caused him a problem, but he obeyed God, pioneering spirit, and he went where he didn't know he was going. But all he knew was God made him a promise. And he said that, it says here, he was waiting expectantly and confidently, looking forward to the city which has foundations, an eternal heavenly city whose architect and builder is God. Wow. We're told that Abraham heard from God and he acted like God told him the truth. And Abraham walked out his faith. And he became an incredible, incredible matriarch, or patriarch, should I say, of our lives. He became the father of our faith. Yes. You know that? The Bible says he's the father of our faith. He's not the author of our faith. Jesus is. Amen. The author and finisher of that faith. But he is the father of our faith. Why? Why could God say that about him? Because he did not consider his own body now dead. He believed God at his word. Amen. How many of us, well, we got the symptoms, we got the x-ray, we got this. I consider the broken bones. I consider the sickness. I consider all this and that kind of stuff. We consider. He did not consider. No. He didn't even give it time of day.
Amen.
That's faith. That's action. That's putting it together. You want to know what faith is? Faith is to be fully persuaded. Fully persuaded.
Amen.
And nothing you say, they say, government says, Corona says, nothing can push me off what I believe, what the Word of God said. And that's looking into the mirror of God's Word. And I see myself now as a pioneer of faith. I see myself as walking in victory in every area. I see myself, no weapon formed against me. So I see things coming at me, but I see them bouncing off. All around me. Boom, 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 boom. It's bouncing away from me.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
That's how we're going to see it. Well, he's our shield and our buckler. He's our rear guard. He's our front guard. He surrounds us. He's got angels around us. How can they get through? How can the devil get through? The only way he gets through is when I let my shield of faith down.
Yeah.
And then out of my mouth, instead of a two-edged sword coming out of my mouth, which is the spirit of God's word, instead of the word coming out of my mouth, the curse comes out of my mouth. I'm broke. I'm sick. I'm miserable. How are we going to do it?
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available.